As long as you want to talk.
Oh, gee.
Not quite. 5 minutes max.
I could do it 45 minutes ago.
No, we don't have time for that.
Bill will throw me off the show right away.
So put it up a little closer.
Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3. This is George, N2APB. And I'm sitting here at the FDIM conference this year in Dayton, Ohio, at the Holiday Inn, and for a great, great set of presentations that were put on here by the QRP Archie folks. And I'll tell you what a great set of presentations they were. Mine was fun to do. I hope it was as well received as the others that I saw. And my presentation was about CCW, coherent CW. This is not a topic that most people know about readily, as it really was came about many years ago, about 40 years ago or so. And it was originated back in, 1975 or so, through some experimentation by some early pioneers of low or weak signal reception of Morse code. But I'm getting ahead of myself just a little bit. First, in order to set the stage a little bit for the Solder Spoke listeners, what is CCW? Coherent CW is, as I said, it's a method of weak signal reception and correspondingly transmission that essentially allows a 5-watt signal or less to be received by with an equivalent of being in about a 300-watt signal on the receive side. How can that be? How can that be done? Well, it's done by a means of coherency. When a signal is coherent, at least in our parlance, there are three characteristics that allow the signal to be coherent and to be more clearly decoded, understood, or in other words, received. And those three things basically are the frequency, the phase of the CW signal, and the it's been a long day here at the presentation, and I don't have my notes in front of me, but nonetheless, it's the three factors, and I'll get to it in a moment. But the frequency, the time, the frequency, the speed, and the phase of the CW transmission. There's an old adage that says, if you know what you're looking for, it greatly enhances your ability to find it. I used a poor analogy during my presentation that if you were told to go out into the forest and look for a glass bottle, you could probably find it given enough time. But if you were told to go out into the forest at a specific location to look for a green bottle hanging from a tree limb that was on which it was placed, say, at 8 o'clock this morning, your chances of finding that bottle are vastly, vastly improved. So it is with CW signals. If you know what you're looking for and when you're looking for it and the characteristics of what you're looking for in the form of CW, the filter that can be placed around that signal on the receive side, so says the Hartley-Shannon theorem for transmission, the filter can be very much narrowed to thus improve the signal-to-noise ratio and make that signal pop out like there's no tomorrow. And essentially that's what the guys in the early days, 1975 time frame, did. Now to pop forward a little bit in time, and I'm a bit of a time traveler here now in talking about this. Peter Eaton, WB9FLW, and I connected in about 1998 with a mutual interest that we found in each other relative to CCW, because we both had experimented with it back in the 1970s. Yet in 1998, we kind of discovered each other, and we decided to put on together a presentation at FDIM some 23 years ago now. So we did, and we utilized the principles, the techniques that the fellows back 20 years prior to that, i.e. 1975, that they utilized, which was high frequency stability through WWV reception, local oscillator synchronization on each side of the transmit and receive path, phase complex circuitry for phase adjustment, and things that you had to do to the boat anchors and things of those of that era in order to achieve the 1 hertz, less than 1 hertz frequency stability required to do what I'm describing here. In other words, to achieve coherency of the CW waveform, coherent reception. So Peter and I used these techniques, and I built up the hardware in 1998, and we demonstrated it at the FDIM 1998. And it was well received, and people did not know much about CCW back then either. But we went on to really demonstrate its principles and kind of educate the audience about it. I had collected and went on to establish kind of like the official, unofficial archive of CCW, Coherent CW Archives, with the approval and blessing of those who remained living at that time, and or the executors of those estates. And to this date, I have the archive on my website, the MidnightDesignSolutions.com website. And it's we've been going through, Peter and I decided recently in kind of going through our notes and chatting with each other, hey, why don't we do this again? But it wasn't just let's do it again. We decided let's do it again with modern technology. So with today's DSPs and today's advanced technology for GPS, for example, we figured that there would be a better, easier, cheaper, better, faster, newer way to achieve CCW. Plus, nobody, to our knowledge, has really been doing CCW in any of the QRP world. And the closest that might be around would have been Hans's slow speed CW, but even some of his, I forgot the name of his products now, even his products do not have that capability to our knowledge. So we embarked on a project about a year, started about a year and a half ago, just to see if we could get it done. And lo and behold, some of the early experiments that we were doing really showed promise. Now, I kind of explained it in the form of kind of shifting gears during the presentation, because serendipitously, along the course of development, I had been connected through other means with Dave Benson, K1SWL, on numerous projects along the way, and Dave had taken an interest in the Raspberry Pi Pico. So about a year and a half ago, golly, 2.5 years ago, I've forgotten now. It kind of goes by quickly. Dave got interested in the Pi Pico, and he was hell-bent to make a keyer of his own. Yet another keyer, he said, but he wanted to put some special features in it. Long story short, I kind of convinced him to give the Pico a try, because it's just a really, really cool processor. It's fast. It's got a lot of I.O. And guess what? It's only $4 from Mauser, and it's plentiful. It's made in the U.S., dual processor, yada, yada. And there's a lot of it around. So what the heck? So Dave gave it a shot. He started loving it. And by the way, it's programmed in BASIC. You can put any kind of language bootloader into it if you wanted to, but Dave wanted to play in BASIC, so okay, we'll put BASIC on there. And son of a gun, if MM BASIC from Jeffrey something or other over in the UK is he made a really good version, fast version of BASIC that went onto this Pico, and it worked out really well. So Dave built his keyer, and a nice feature that I kind of had a little bit of ulterior motives too, because the keyer had a lot of, the Pico had a lot of extra pins unused on it. Plus the Pico, plus Dave's keyer had a lot of built-in I.O. that just is really ripe for making any kind of a project. So being kind of a thinking out of the box kind of guy, I designed a shield to fit on top of the Pi Pico that fit down onto top of the Pico if you put long pin headers on the Pico, and that means I could use the Pico as the processor for something else. Well, that something else turned out to be the basis of my CCW experimentation. So now I'm coming back into the CCW land here. So on the shield that's sitting on top of the Pi Pico that's running Dave's keyer logic, I put a display, an OLED display, and I put a GPS receiver, a little GPS receiver card, you know, $15 type of thing, that off of eBay. And it's just really easily expand the capability of the Pico with a lot of the switches and I.O. that Dave provided on the base keyer. Well, this was perfect because, of course, the CCW project required a keyer as the baseline. And then ultimately, I just tied into the keyer code, extended it with some logic to ultimately make the CCW timing logic and capabilities for low signal transmission and reception. Now, I say I just tied into it to do it, but it was a rather arduous project that was long in the making. It goes into a lot of detail that maybe we can get into it another time, but it's based on using 100 millisecond interrupts and coupling the keyer into synchronizing the keyer into those 100 millisecond interrupts such that the Morse code is sent on precise timing intervals. That's the one of the requirements for coherency, precise intervals of timing and frequency. Such that phasing is able to be adjusted. So on the receive side, we can adjust the 100 millisecond receive window to ensure that the FFT performed by the Pico is able to be peaked to provide the maximum energy at the 800 hertz frequency that's coming in, such that the processor can detect that 800 hertz signal and then in turn regenerate the audio tone to the receive to the person's ear, the receiver who is listening to the code coming in. Now what this means, kind of in wrapping up, is that the coherency aspect is being exemplified by the ability for the code to utilize these three factors to really dig the signal out below the noise level of a normal noise level. And I have data that's experimental data that has shown that I can get roughly 10 dB below the noise level, so I can hear signals that are below the noise floor that cannot be either heard on a Totally Clear Channel or during CQ Worldwide contest, a nice busy channel there. I can hear a signal because it's being looked for. The code is being looked for at very precisely timed 12 word per minute time intervals. And the DSP is able to detect that 800 hertz energy. Even there's a lot of other crud happening on the band at, for example, during the contest time, the code is able to pull out and then regenerate the signal that, in this case here, Dave and I had been testing back and forth from his QTH in New Hampshire to me down in Tennessee. I was able to, the CCW gadget was able to regenerate Dave's code to me such that it was sounds like a clear code generator in a noise-free environment. So it gives me the equivalent of a 10 hertz bandwidth filter. 10 hertz, which is just virtually unachievable with any kind of analog or digital filter, and that's probably the biggest advantage of CCW. Where do we go from this point? Who knows? But if we can make this thing a reliable communications means, we'll have a heck of a resurgency of an old project from a long time ago.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much.